It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 518. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, facebook.com/MikeTechShow, and check out the wiki, and that is at mtswiki.com. There you'll find links to all of the past shows, links to the audio, links to the show notes. It's a great resource for everything Mike Tech Show. Recording here on Saturday, the September 20th, because I couldn't do the show Thursday night, and here's why. Thursday night, I knew I wanted to go to bed early because I was going to be getting up very early Friday morning so I could obtain my new iPhone 6. I also had a lot of work on Thursday, huge, huge project with a client. I had so many different client work on Wednesday and even into Thursday night and Friday for after I got my iPhone. Then I figured, let me do the show on Saturday. Let's reschedule it on Saturday because then I could talk about my experiences with the iPhone. Although I thought they were going to all be positive experiences, but that's what today's show is. It's going to be about AT&T and their horrible pricing changes that they force you into. You have no choice. I'm going to discuss that. As a matter of fact, I have the AT&T sheet that they gave me, and I'm going to go over those different options. Even if you don't have an iPhone 6 or thinking about an iPhone 6 or even, you know, in the iPhone world, this will apply to you when you go to upgrade and get your new Android device, your new Samsung device. So it's very relevant for the pricing. And I know Verizon is doing the same thing, so you definitely want to heed to what you're going to be walking into with these changes. Next, I want to talk about my disappointments and all of my issues with the iPhone 6. Some were self-inflicted, some were not. And so I want to help you avoid those pitfalls. So before we get started, this show is brought to you by Instant House Call. On-demand remote support and unattended remote access, all in a single tool. Remotely access your customer's PC or Mac instantly with no pre-installed software. Install unattended remote access to perform maintenance on your schedule when you want to log in. Start providing remote support for your customers today with Instant House Call. Click on the link on my website on the left-hand side at miketechshow.com. Once you go to instanthousecall.com, download the free trial, but remember to use the promo code MikeTechShow, all one word. So use that promo code MikeTechShow and get your free 15-day trial of Instant House Call. Friday morning, I woke up at 4:30. I wanted to be in line by 6 a.m. And here's the plan, because this has worked in previous years. Since I use AT&T as my carrier, there's a store in Willow Grove, PA, that sort of flies under the radar when there's a big Apple product launch day. And there's a lot of people sometimes, but not a whole lot. I can get there 2 hours before the doors open, and I usually have a pretty good place in line. Yesterday, my wife and I got there at 6 a.m. And we were about 20, number 20 in line. And for 2 hours, a few people came. The line started growing. I would say there might have been, 40, 45 in line, maybe a little more by the time the doors opened. Now, at 7:30, they came by to get a count on what everybody's looking for. Now, what was launched yesterday is the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus. Now, I wanted the 6. My wife wanted to hold in her hands the 6 and the Plus and then make the decision. She settled by default on a 6, but if the 6 Plus was nice, she would have done that. Me, the Plus was too big. I knew I was getting the 6 and the Space Gray. They each came in 3 different colors. You got Space Gray, Silver, and Gold. And then each of the units came with 3 different memory sizes. You had 16 gig, 64 gig, and 128 gig. So for me, and I was able to get it, I wanted the Space Gray iPhone 6, 128 gig. They had that. Well, as the manager came down the line, one of the things we learned, they only had two iPhone 6 Pluses. And he stated that in our area, every phone store only got 2 6 Pluses. The Apple stores got the bulk of the quantity. And they had a very limited number of just iPhone 6s. So you may not get the color and the memory that you want. First off, that's kind of horrible that they only had those limited quantities. So here's what happened to the line. 75% of the people in line left once they found out they could not get a 6 Plus. So my number went from 20 to 10. That's how many people left in front of us. Now, when we're going in, I figured, this is great. I'll be in and out faster. No, you will not be in and out faster because there's a new pricing plan for the iPhone and for all smartphones with AT&T. And they needed to review that with you because when they reviewed that, I know they planned for people getting upset and they would have to explain everything. Because I was wondering what was going on. Being 10 in line, you figure everybody's got their idea what phone they want and everything. That should move pretty fast. You know it's going to take some time, but 2 hours? We were almost 2 hours before we got into the store and we were 10 in line. Once we get in, we sit down and I tell them the models we want because since there was no 6, and my wife seen no 6 Plus, which my wife really wanted once she seen one. They had one on display. And when she held it, she was like, wow, I really want the 6 Plus, but it's not available. So she says, okay, look, I'll take the 6 Silver 64 gig. They didn't have 6 Silver 64 gig. The only 64 gig they had is Gold. Now, the difference in the colors is interesting. I'm going to take a moment. You have the Space Gray, which has a black front. And I kid you not, as I type this right now, I have received a text from AT&T. This couldn't be any better. I'm going to read you the text that I just got in as a message. How likely are you to recommend AT&T services to a friend on a scale from 10 definitely to 1 definitely not? With what I'm going to talk about, I don't think I would give them a 1, but probably a 2 in that rating. I can't wait until they follow up with more questions. That's perfect. Anyway, getting back to the colors. You have a black front with the Space Gray. The Silver and Gold has a white front, and that's the big difference. So you have a white front for the two colors and a black front. I like the black front. So the space gray, that was perfect, and they had that for 128 gig, which was the phone I wanted. Now, the gold's not that bad looking, so my wife settled for the gold 64 gig because that's what she wanted. So now they hand us a sheet, which when we were in line, we got this sheet and we got a chance to look at it. And I'm going to review this with you. We're going to take a few minutes and talk about the AT&T options when it comes to pricing, because I have been an AT&T customer for 14 years. I mean, going way back, I think to early 2000, my cell phone plan has been AT&T. And then when iPhone and Apple kind of, you know, they married with AT&T first in 2007, that was perfect for when I got my iPhone. And I'm fairly happy with AT&T. My calls have been fine. Service and reception in the areas that I travel to have been fine. Pricing, although no one's ever happy, I think, with their cell phone pricing. I was extremely excited a year ago when I changed my plan to the mobile family sharing plan, where you can aggregate all of your storage. So I have the 15 gig plan where we have five phones and you have those shared five phones to share the data plan. That's phenomenal. And the price went way down. I was very happy this past year with my AT&T billing. We had the two-year contracts for all the phones. So you paid the $200 if you wanted more memory or whatever. You would pay $300, whatever that standard price is. Now, you do realize that the true price of the phone, the iPhone, and even the Samsung for that matter, they're significantly different when you look at the full retail price of the phone. They're subsidizing the cost of that phone and building it into your data plan for your price for your two-year contract. So by you guaranteeing 2 years, you're paying off a lot of that phone price. I got no problem with that. That's how it's been for years. So I thought it was going to be the same thing. I would buy our two phones with the prices and the two-year plan, which they do have, the two-year agreement pricing. So we're going to talk about just the 16 gig option, just to keep it simple. For 16 gigs, two-year agreement, you're looking at $200, $199.99. That's been the standard price for years. That's for the iPhone 6. If you were getting the 6 Plus, that would be an additional $100. So it would be $299. Now, they list here what the full retail price of that phone is. If you were to buy that phone, the iPhone 6 cost $650. That's the base 16 gig. The 64 gig is $750. The 128 gig is $850. The phone I am holding in my hand right now, showing everybody in the chat, has a value of $850. When you start to hear that and think about it, you're like, wow, that's pretty incredible. Well, that's the two-year agreement. What they say in small print on this sheet, if you remain with the two-year agreement, you will lose. If you're on the family sharing plan, you will lose a $25 credit that they never really explained you were getting for each of your smartphones per month. So my wife and I, two phones, $25. If we pay that price of the phone, stick on the two-year agreement, our plan price goes up $50. Now they lay this out. Plus, you pay a $40 change for the phone, the service charge. They write that down. I look at that and I'm like, that's insane. So they put the price of what we would pay for each phone today. Then they put the price of all the items there. They list that out. Now they list out the plan that they want you to take. And that's what they call AT&T Next. So this way, you can constantly roll into a new phone. You turn in your phone and you get a new one, and you don't have to wait 2 years. You can do this in 12 months or 18 months. They have two plans. The AT&T 12-month for the 16 gig is $32.50 a month. Okay, $32.50 a month. For the 64 gig, it's $37.50. And for the 128 gig is $42.50. So now we go back to my wife's phone. Since she has the 64 gig, the 12-month is $37.50. So we have $37.50 and $42.50. Add them together, and that would be the increase of our price for the phone. But we don't have to pay for the phone up front. I'm like, all right, I'm starting to do the math. They are charging us more for the phone this way. Here's the problem. If you go back to the two-year agreement, you're paying way more for the phone. You're paying way more than even the retail value for that phone. When you add the $50 a month for 2 years and then add that to the price of the phone that you paid for to the beginning, that's insane. Here's the difference. You're now renting the phone. You don't own it. Right now, my iPhone 5 that I did not turn in, I own. Remember that. If you were on the two-year agreement and you finished the two-year agreement, you own that phone. AT&T does not own it. On the next plan, whether it's 12 months or 18 months, you are paying this rental fee and you do not own the phone. You turn it in, they'll give you another phone, and you will continue to pay the rental price. This is how they changed it, and they want you. So it's like, well, you're going to pay $2,000 for your phone on plan A, or you'll pay the $850 plus these other fees or whatever on plan B. Which plan would you take? Well, I said, are you really asking me a choice? You're asking me to decide? Of course. Who's going to plan A? And they said, yeah, that's right. Well, then why even, you know, you're going through the motions here. They've put in front of you two options in which you will never select option A. You are going to select option B, and they force that down your throat when you're sitting at the table, when you're getting your upgrade and your new phone. I was very unhappy at AT&T with this and the way they've changed their plan. And I wanted to let everybody know the basics of the plan here. You're renting your phone. That's it. You're paying a rental fee. How do you own the phone? You need to keep the plan for an additional 8 months. You have to have the phone and pay in the plan for 20 months. That's why having the fees for the 18 month, it's not worth it, because you need two more months and you would own the phone. That's insane. We had to decide, after doing the math, we decided it's better to rent the phone for a year and just continue renting and go to the next phone. And that's the only positive there. I can now upgrade every year, but I'm paying for it. It's not like you're not paying for it. Now, it was nice not to have to write a big check for the upfront costs for the phone, where my wife's phone would have been $299, so figure $300, and mine would have been $400. I really should have wrote a check for $700 yesterday. Well, here's what I was so blown away about. They said you have to pay right now the sales tax for the full price of the phone. So I had to pay the 6% sales tax on $750 and $850. That's right. $750 and $850. I paid $100, was like just slightly under $100 in sales tax that they collected immediately yesterday. That's horrible. So why didn't they do that before? That's because you weren't really renting the phone before. And now you're renting it. In this rental fee, I guarantee you I'm going to have to pay tax again on the phone. I'm going to look for this to see if I'm going to get double taxed on the phone. And then, of course, you know, there's, you know, if you ever looked at your phone bill, all of the charges and all of the taxes are just horrible. I mean, we've just learned to live with it and accept it. I know I'm not going to accept paying sales tax twice on the same item. That's wrong. That'll be interesting to see whether there's additional sales tax for that price on the phone. I bet you there is on that payment. So now we have our iPhone 6s. So why is everything taking so long when we are sitting there, obviously talking about all this pricing? And I'm not the only one going through this with my AT&T rep there. Everybody else is having the same issue and the exact same discussion. Now it's time to set up the phone. Why? If you're AT&T and you know that you are going to be flooded with 6-7 customers at a time needing to do an iCloud restore of their phone, why would you not have prepared the proper Wi-Fi bandwidth in order to do this? I don't get it. They knew this was happening, and they're going to sit and they get, and one thing that changed from 2 years ago, which I really like, 2 years ago, they would not do your iCloud restore. You had to go back home and really do a full reset. They just set you up, get you out the door, move your contacts, and that was it. At least now, they've got the procedure down where they're going to at least do a restore from iCloud. My wife's actually connected, and they did her first and had no problem. By the time they wanted to do me, and I had no really big, no more additional storage, it kept saying 15 to 18 hours in order to finish my restore from iCloud, from the iCloud backup. That's ridiculous. Obviously, I'm not going to wait there 15 hours. So we waited. She kept trying different Wi-Fi hotspots that they had in the store. They were all saturated, and they couldn't handle it. They should have had a separate Wi-Fi connection, an end connection, at each of the desks that were there. They really should have. And then had that going back to hopefully incredible bandwidth to the internet. That would have prevented what happened, which was everybody constantly waiting for this. So for me, I said, look, I want to go, just let's reset this to start. And I want to have a working phone, do a test phone call on it. Then here, you're like this for your anybody that's an iPhone person and uses iCloud. She wanted to copy my contacts over. I said, there's no need to do that. If you do that and then I sign into iCloud, my contacts are going to come down from iCloud and I'm now going to have duplicate contacts. I don't want duplicate contacts. Oh, no, you're not going to have your contacts if you do. I said, will you please just start the phone, do a test phone call, and give it to me? She did that, handed me the phone. I signed into iCloud, activated for my contacts, showed her. It just took a couple seconds. All my contacts came down. I said, if you went over there and went and copied all my contacts from my iPhone 5 to the new iPhone, you would have doubled my contacts. I said, don't do that to anybody. The technical training of the people setting you up, they don't have the total knowledge. Anybody that's sitting there is going to totally trust whatever they say because, hey, they're the experts. I can't wait to finish the rest of this survey that was sent to me for AT&T. I haven't even begun talking about the iPhone 6. Now I know I'm going to go home. I got to restart my phone. I reset to a full erase and set up when I'm now at my own Wi-Fi and I connect to the Wi-Fi settings and then say restore from iCloud. Everything starts coming down. 15-20 minutes, my phone's up and running. I have everything but the apps. The apps are still installing, which I think could have been a big problem for me. I have a lot of apps, and I left my Wi-Fi location because I had to get some things done. I'm now behind a couple hours with tasks that I needed to complete yesterday and connecting with some clients. I'm really backed up. Now, my wife went away this weekend with her girlfriends, and she just needed her password set up. Here's the valuable lessons I want to get into. If you transfer from one iPhone to a newer iPhone, you need to do the following. And it's very, very, very important. One of the things that the traditional iCloud backup will not copy your passwords, your Facebook password, all of your email passwords. I have 7 email accounts on my phone. 5 of them are personal. 2 of them are clients that I need to be connected to their Exchange hosted services for testing and whatever. They want me to have an account. 7 accounts, that's 7 passwords. Passwords for my Major League Baseball app, password. I mean, you know, all of your different apps, you have tons and tons of passwords. This is a security feature that Apple has, which they do not store your passwords with your traditional iCloud iPhone backup. Passwords are not restored. So when you restore everything, when you now go to email, I'm like, bang, 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 7. I'm prompted for 7 passwords, which gets very difficult because they keep popping up, and I'm trying to type the passwords. There's a feature that I did not take advantage of in iOS 7. If you have iOS 7, and I'm calling that up right now on my iPhone 5, if you go to iCloud, there is a keychain option that came with iOS 7. If you want all of your passwords to come back and be restored, you will be prompted through a process. Turn that on before you do your backup, and your passwords will be restored. Now, you have to enter your password twice, plus it does a double authentication. It will send a text message to your phone automatically with a code that you have to enter anytime you're going to be doing anything with the keychain. That's a great security feature. Proof of that, double authentication. Had I turned that on, when I go to restore, after you do your iCloud restore, you can turn on the keychain feature of iOS 8. Go through that authentication process, all your passwords will come down. And I need to thank Winston Wolf for that tip that I did not realize. Winston, thank you. And he sent me a link yesterday. As Winston was in line, he was number 2 in line. He has his own story. What he had to go through to get his iPhone 6 Plus, unbelievable. And he was number 2 in line. And they told him they didn't have any. He did get one, though. That's one tip. I recommend a couple other things. Before you, and these are Mike Smith's tips of backing up and saving when you're going to do a phone upgrade. Do a full complete backup with iPhone, with your iPhone. Do the keychain backup. Eliminate all the photos. Plug your phone in. It's just going to make it so much easier to restore, and you're not going to have any issues. Connect a cable directly to your computer, whether it's Mac or Windows. If you're on a Windows system, you're going to get a pop-up on your phone to say, do you want to trust this computer? Click you want to trust the computer, because now you can look at all your photos and all of your videos as a standalone external drive. Copy them all from the directory, put them in a nice safe folder on your computer, then go back to your phone. Make sure that the pictures did come over, like click on them and view them and make sure everything came over fine. Now go back to your phone and delete them. Delete them. Now do another backup of your phone. Also, before you're doing a backup, close all of your apps and make sure you do all of not only closing your apps, but make sure that you've updated all your apps. That was another struggle I had with all my apps. We're now updating because of the new iOS, and I was not sure. I did not do that, so I failed to do that. Empty the pictures and videos on your system. Make sure you copy it up. Back up the keychain. Back up a full iCloud backup. And now I'm going to tell you to do one more thing. Do a full backup on iTunes. Now, why would you do that? This is the segue into my iPhone 6 problems. There is a strong possibility that I'm going to return the iPhone 6 because you have 14 days to do it. And I could go back to my iPhone 5. With the release of every iPhone, they release a new operating system, usually. So it was iOS 7 last year. Now it's iOS 8. I believe there are serious issues with iOS 8 that are causing my problems. The reason why you want to do that iTunes backup is if you have an iPhone 5 or an iPhone 4 or any iPad that is capable of doing the iOS 8 upgrade and you did it, if you did that backup before you did the iOS 8 upgrade, you can restore and do a full factory restore of that backup and you will have the older operating system. You need to be able to do a recovery to get back, because once you go to iOS 8, that's it. On the phone, on the iOS 6, I have no choice. I can't go back. iOS 8 or nothing. And I started thinking about this, about my problems. Let's start out with I'm talking on the phone and someone calls in while I'm talking. This has happened to me twice yesterday. Now, I haven't had this opportunity today, and I need to test that again. I need two people to test, you know, calling me in. You get a menu, and this hasn't changed, and it worked flawlessly on the iPhone 5. I can hold the current call and answer the incoming call, or I can end the call that I'm talking on and go to the other call. The buttons froze, and my phone would not react. I kept hammering the buttons. They would not respond. And that's not the first time it happened. It happened several times yesterday when I was trying to respond to something. Here's the second instance that happened. Because I didn't have everything saved for my passwords, I could not remember my voicemail password to receive voicemails. Now, the person that I needed to talk to had to leave a voicemail. Now I needed to obtain the voicemail and I couldn't obtain it. When you search on how to restore a voicemail password or reset it for AT&T, you have to download the My AT&T app. You now must log in with your online Windows credentials. So that's usually your cell phone number and then a password. And this is if you went online to pay a bill or something. Now you can do this all from a nice little app. I download the My AT&T app and I try to reset my voicemail password and the buttons wouldn't work. I'm hitting and nothing's happening. So I've come to the conclusion. And now, I haven't had a button problem today, but I'm not doing multiple things at the same time. I may have a defective phone, so I will put that out there. It is very possible that the phone that I have is defective. I've also have now updated every app last night and have rebooted this phone a couple times. And I've done a couple hard reboots, so I don't know if I fixed any of these issues. Here's another problem. When I went to print, I just wanted to print an email. Everybody knows iPhone printing is not that fast. So I tried to print It took a few minutes to print one page. And while it was trying to print, the phone locked up. I could do nothing. I couldn't believe it. Something else. The battery drains at an alarming rate. So clearly, there are new features and functionality of iOS 8 that I need to get into and start disabling and deactivating. Maybe it's some location services. I will put together a list as I find it because that's something I'm trying to do. I need to keep my battery life on this. It shouldn't just drop at an alarming rate, but I've noticed that there have been several complaints of iOS 8. Here is my advice. Don't upgrade to iOS 8. Now, interesting, Cubs Fanatic in the chat says his iPhone 5 has been fine with iOS 8. That's interesting. That's great. So this could be a problem that's isolated just to the iOS 6. I'm not sure. But right now, I'm blasting through every possible feature in every app as I put my new iPhone through a workout to make sure is everything working to its fullest. I have been killing this phone for the last 24 hours. So I'm trying to root out all issues, all problems, because I don't know if I'm going to stay with my iPhone 6. I now have 13 days to decide whether I'm going to return it or not. I'm probably going to give it a week and then make that determination. And next weekend, probably we'll visit the store and turn it in. If I haven't been able to resolve or find a workaround around these things, I got to be able to accept two phone calls. That's something I need to test again. And I don't know if it was something about yesterday and what's going on. Maybe I don't know the network. Was being crushed because of all the upgrades and everything that's happened? I don't know. I certainly hope that Apple will come out with an iOS 8 update. My advice is do not upgrade to iOS 8 with any of your devices until the dust settles, or at least wait until there's a patch or a hotfix, because there are known issues. If you go online, you're going to read about it. I'm going to link as many as I can. There is definitely something not right with iOS 8. And maybe it's okay with the 5, but we don't know. Is it okay with the 4? This happened on iOS 7. Certain phones had no issues. Certain phones were fine. iOS 7, I had no problems with my iPhone 5. But I know a ton of people that had problems with the iPhone 4S. Ton of issues. So there was even a special patch that if you were a Verizon customer, you got a special patch to iOS 7. So there are a bunch of issues. And if you don't have to be on the bleeding edge, don't do it right now. If your phone's working great, stay the course. If you were thinking of an iPhone 6, let me tell you something else. The adapter looks the same as the iPhone 5. It's a, you know, that little square plug that plugs into the wall. The cable and the port is identical for the iPhone 5 and the iPhone 6. So in case I was returning the phone, I left my iPhone 6 charger in its original box. Figured I have my 5 charger right here plugged in where I always sit in my home office here, and I can just plug it in. Well, yesterday, I realized something with the iPhone 6. When you plug it in, it was not charging. When it would charge, it would just be a little bit. Like, it went up, like, in a half hour, it went up 1 percentage point. I said, this is crazy. I'm almost completely charged when it's my 5. Is there something wrong with the adapter? I put my 5 in, my 5 charged up. Wait a second here. So it's not the adapter. I pull out the adapter that comes with the iPhone 6, I plug it in, and it charges up without a problem. So that's another warning. Your iPhone 6 charger has changed than the iPhone 5. So that leads to something else. What about those cheap chargers out there that you could buy to do for iPhones? Are they going to be able to power that iPhone 6? I wouldn't trust it. So keep that in mind. My iPhone 6 charger now charges my 6, and then I have a separate one for my 5. That's crazy. That's crazy. Now, could the 6 charge the 5? Yes, most likely. As a matter of fact, my iPad charger can charge everything. Just something else to keep in mind as you're navigating through this upgrade. All of this adding up, I can live with, and I was able to solve my power issues. I know I'm going to be able to disconnect or at least turn off some services that I don't need that are possibly chewing up the battery life. I got to believe Apple will come out with something that does a fix. They've done this in the past with iOS 6 that was chewing battery life, and they came out with updates that you were able to take care of. They were able to take care of the problem. So I'm confident that that will eventually get solved. What I can't live with is multiple apps needing to be able to work at the same time in the background. I got to be able to receive 2 phone calls where I'm talking to one and one's on hold, or on hold properly. Got to be able to do that. Have to. All of this has led to a very frustrating upgrade to the iPhone 6 process. Now, I put myself through that because I do this show. That's one reason. Also, all of my clients, and I mentioned this last week, there's so many that are Apple enthusiasts that love Apple. They hang on my every word and opinion on this. I spoke with 3 clients yesterday after my iPhone and all the troubles I was having, and I made sure none of them would go through the upgrade yet. I said, hold. Wait. Right now, I'm giving the word no, don't do it. You will be suffering. There will be issues. And that's my opinion right now. Everybody's mileage is going to vary. But what I have been experiencing right now with the iPhone 6, I cannot give it a thumbs up. Now, from a design standpoint, it's gorgeous. They went back to the rounded edges of the initial iPhone. It's a beautiful phone. The weight is perfect. It's perfectly balanced. I can hold it in one hand, the iPhone 6, and do things with the thumb. Apple gets an A for design. There's no question. They know how to design a great product. It looks good, and it feels good when you hold it. I now have a problem with the content, which to me, that's great, but that's all fluff. I need this thing to work. And right now, it's not working as efficiently as my iOS 7-based iPhone 5. Far outperforms what I believe should have been a faster phone, this A8 processor. With the apps that I'm running and what I've been testing with, like my Time Logger app for time, RBI baseball game. I mean, when I say I've played with apps, I might have played with like 40 apps in the last 24 hours, and they run slower than my iPhone 5. How can that be? How can that be? This is a brand new phone. It's 128 gig memory. It's a faster processor. The only difference, the one phone's iOS 7. The new phone's iOS 8. They got some issues and compatibility problems with the new processor of the iPhone 6 and the iOS 8. They have to fix it. That's my final comments. Heed to all the price changing and read all of the small print when you are looking at what plan you are going to take. I believe with AT&T, they knew exactly what they were doing a year and a half ago when they came out with the new plan. They were going to suck everybody in and lower their price so they could beat us up and lower the boom where we had no choice a year later. It's exactly what AT&T did. They had me by the you-know-what, and they just squeezed yesterday, and I had no choice. Well, I do have a choice, and I want everybody to remember this. They give you 14 days where you can return the phone and go back and eliminate all the pricing that you agreed to. You have 14 days. I'm going to use my 14 days. Uncle Al in the chat asked a great question. What's Mrs. Smith's phone working? I don't know. My wife, Dorothy, is away for the weekend with her girlfriends, and I have not heard any feedback. So I'm not going to get feedback until Monday on how her phone is functioning, and that's going to be a great opinion. Now, she doesn't do a lot with her phone, email and Facebook and text and using it as a phone. So that's going to be interesting for those base core functions. Has Facebook been working good? Has messaging? Now, text messaging has been fine. I've been texting today and texting yesterday. That was fine. Phone calls, I have a problem connecting when someone calls me. There's a few seconds of synchronization where they can't hear me and I can't hear them. And it's happened on every phone call. I need feedback from you. Did you go through the upgrade process? Are you having the same pain that I'm having? Are you avoiding it? Because, hey, you want to wait until everybody, the dust settles, when everybody figures everything out, and then you jump in. And that's what I would do. I, although am not happy, that's all self-inflicted. I know that being an early adopter and being on the bleeding edge of any technology, there will be some pain and suffering, and I'm going through that right now with the technology. Now the question is, can I live with this and function with my consulting business? And right now, I need a phone that operates properly more than I need anything else. And if I can't get a phone call and hold and have another one and be able to switch back, well, we got some basic problems there. Forget about everything else. I got to be able to handle multiple phone calls for my business. That's a deal breaker, whether it's bleeding edge technology or not. Let's see what happens. I would love to hear if anybody got an iPhone 6 Plus. Are you experiencing any issues? Because the technology is certainly different. The 6 Plus has a million more pixels. The technology is slightly different. The phone is bigger. I don't know, does iOS 8 work better with that than the 6? I don't know. So send me your feedback. I want to thank you for downloading the podcast and staying subscribed. I really appreciate it. Please continue to use my Amazon link. That really helps support the show. It's amazon.micnation.net. Your price is the same, but a small percentage comes back to me to help support the show, and that's very important. Thank you so much, and please share that link with friends, family, anybody you run into. I really appreciate it. That's it for today, the show. I'll be back on Thursday, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.